was a prophet about the time that Moses was a-coming through. And every now and then God would speak to him and tell him what to say and do. He had a reputation in all them parts of being in the line of power. But when Moab's king heard Israel was coming, he caught him in his needy hour. He said, Balaam, come and curse these Israelites. And if you do, I believe I can beat them in a fight. When Balaam asked the Lord said, Balaam, don't you go. He said, Israel's been blessed by me, don't you go mess up my show. But Balaam's head was turned by the money he could earn. And he saddled up his donkey anyway. Balaam and his people headed off for the king of Moab's castle. And they hadn't got very far down the road when the whole thing became a hassle. Because the donkey took off across the field and he nearly broke Balaam's ankle. And when the donkey got down and he wouldn't get up, Balaam got a little more than a wrinkle. And for the third time, Balaam beat her with his cane. But that donkey still refused to move again. The thing that happened next, though, it made Balaam's knees get weak. For that donkey did not get up, but she began to speak. She said, Balaam, you're to blame. The way you beat me is a shame. Cause all I've tried to do is save your life. Then the angel of the Lord appeared with the flaming sword in his hand. And Balaam fell down on his face, a very frightened man. And that angel said, Balaam, you'd be dead if that donkey hadn't detected that I was waiting right here to part your hair when you and my sword connected. And then Balaam then repented of his sin. And he promised not to act like that again. Balaam learned his lesson about God's reward for greed. But you know it's that talking donkey that's really strange indeed. But that donkey's just a donkey, but he's still the thing God used. And that's the point I want you all to see. Now God's the one who makes the choice of the instruments he's using. We don't know the plans nor the reasons behind his choosing. So when the Lord starts using you, don't you pay it any mind. He could have used a dog next door if he'd been so inclined.